Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot rockin', yummy, synthetic food pie. Let's get down and talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today, we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. And for today's episode, I will be using the lyrics of Judas Priest, Kesha, Nick Lowe, Pete Townsend, Leonard Cohen, Van Morrison, The Doors, Rod Stewart, and The Flintstones to discuss why we are destined to only be eating synthetic food. And that day is fast approaching, and soon everyone will be consuming food that is entirely synthetic. And if we are really, really lucky, it'll soon come in pill form. And we are not prepared. We are not prepared for that day. But I am. We can put something game-changing in place. We never, ever have to eat synthetic food again. Yeah, baby. So here it is. Plan A. In the event that the global food supply chain breaks, well, that already happened. And in the event that all real food disappears, well, that is currently happening. And in the event of a biblical global starvation, well, that one is impending. Break glass. And I love the sound of breaking glass. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson. And oh, what heights we will hit. On with the show. This is it. Today's extra tasty episode begins in the year 1798, and salmonella was the soup that was sweeping the nation. I get sick every time I eat it, but it's so good, I just can't stop myself. And also, in the year 1798, world-famous economist Thomas Malthus predicted that one day, the global population would outnumber the global food supply. And you know what? He was right. The population keeps on breeding, nation bleeding, still more feeding, and in a disastrous economy. Now, this prediction, Thomas Malthus' prediction, that the global population would one day outnumber the global food supply, really only became a reality over the last 50 years. But make no mistake about it, the power of people to reproduce and multiply is now much greater than the power in the earth to produce food and nourish its inhabitants. We have tampered with nature, people. We pave paradise and put up a parking lot. Over 90% of the fruits and vegetables that God put on this earth for us to enjoy are gone. Wait, are they missing? Perhaps we could send out a search party. No, they are not missing. They're past tense. They're dinosaurs. They do not exist. So, yabba-dabba-doo. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a page right out of history. We wiped out well over 90% of God's edible artwork. They no longer exist. They're a page right out of history. And I have a sneaking suspicion that God is pissed. And when God gets pissed, he simply says, "You want to play rough? Okay, say hello to my little friend, global famine." And we messed up big time. And biblically speaking, a biblical famine always follows. Or let's phrase it another way. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. So, oh no, Some heads are gonna roll. We are down to eating just 12 plants. That's all we eat. That's all that's left. That's all, folks. And no one seems to notice. And no one seems to care. But they will. Because those 12 edible plants that we rely upon for human nourishment could be drastically reduced to just 5 edible plants. And over the next 5 years, if we aren't incredibly mindful. Wait, did you just say that another 5 edible plants will disappear in the next 5 years? I did. 5 to 1, baby. 1 in 5. No one here gets out alive. So the real question becomes, how long is that banana? Is that the man, that disabled and unmarked police car with a banana? How long has this been going on? Seriously, how long before the next biblical famine? How long will the 12 plants that we rely upon for nourishment and food remain in existence? And how long before we are all forced to eat a new, yummy protein called Soylent Green? But wait, Soylent Green is people. So I eat people up, breakfast and lunch. And when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore, animal, I am a cannibal. The horrors of Soylent Green, a movie about a world where real food no longer exists and the masses are left with nothing to eat except people, is seriously way closer to reality than we think. So someone pass me a leg. Hot legs, wear me out. Hot legs, you can scream and shout. However, governments around the world have known this for over 50 years. That this planet will run out of its resources and starting with real food. But they opted to not act. Call it hubris, call it whatever you want, but I bet you'll be calling it Soylent Green soon, because the United States government could have opted for a plan of immediate action, like my Plan A, which is to ensure the future of all real food for multiple generations to come, by creating a series of food towers in every city and every town in America until every city and every town can independently supply and nourish every person in America with fresh, just picked, real food. The goal of every city in America should be to eradicate food insecurity within their own walls while simultaneously saving the existence of real food and putting the world back to its natural order. You know, where the power of the earth to produce edible plants and nourishment for its inhabitants greatly outnumbers the power of people to procreate and multiply. That's what makes the creation of these municipal food towers, these first edible mile farm food towers, so critical. The lack of nutrition that mars all American communities, and the home economics that now plagues every town and city in the United States could be cured in a pen stroke, because the pen is mightier than the sword. Every person is me. Every person is you. I can't tell you what you're supposed to do. You've got to live by the pen, because it's mightier than the sword, Van Morrison. Oh no, Joe, say it ain't so. It's so, kid. The United States government will never fund your Plan A because it makes way too much sense and it would help too many people. And it hands too much power back to the people. But there is no doubt the government has already made up their mind. They're going with the last edible mile, the final solution, Plan Z. Exterminate all remaining real food. Initiate the hyper-processing of all food until everything is entirely synthetic. People, stop hurting people. Now, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, the major lifts, the baffled king composing hallelujah. The United States government has doubled down on the hyper-processing of all food. Their plan, one day, very soon, every bite we take will be synthetic because it is way easier to synthesize than it is to grow. Or so it is believed, but they are not factoring in the climate-controlled indoor vertical farm food towers that we can place in every single municipality, in every town, city in the United States. So I'm politely asking all the politicians out there to stop the edible synthetic madness. And I'm specifically talking to the leader of the Agricultural Committee. I'm talking to you, Congressman David Scott. Congressman Scott, tear down this wall. Meaning, Congressman Scott, you have the power to correct, let's call them legislative oversights on all matters as it relates to this nation's agricultural industry and all of this nation's various farming programs, especially as it relates to nutrition, home economics, and urban development. So kindly listen to what I'm about to say, because I ain't singing for Miller. Don't sing for Bud. I won't sing for politicians. Ain't singing for Spuds. This note's for you. Ooh, ooh. Congressman Scott, you still have time. You still have time to correct the legislative oversights, as we will call them. You need to immediately call for the creation of food towers in every single city and town in the United States of America. Everyone needs municipal food towers and as many as they need to make sure that their citizens are fed. And let's put an end to synthetic food. Let me tell you something. Synthetic by definition means made by chemicals to imitate a natural food or product. So what's on the agenda? A new generation of synthetic animal meats all made in the lab by Jesse Pinkman? Just like Blue Sky? Hey you, with the pretty face. Welcome to the human race. A celebration. Mr. Blue Sky's up there waiting. And today is the day. Ooh, ooh. So that's it. That's a wrap on Coming Soon. Only synthetic food, and it's so yummy. And don't forget to tune in to the next edible episode, because just like Dickie V, it's gonna be awesome, baby. Ooh, ooh. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening, and to all my fans out there in France, bonjour, and an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer on this planet, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. Goyo is known around the world as the Watermelon Whisperer. And when the Watermelon Whisperer puts something in the ground, that becomes very electrified. And once it is entirely electrified, it is ready for you to consume when he picks it. And right now, if you live in San Diego, Orange County, or even Los Angeles, go see Goyo, get to JR Organics, get yourself 1, 2, 3, 4 boxes of edible electricity a week. Get yourself 8, 9, 10 every 2 weeks, so long as you are constantly consuming edible electricity. And I am getting all of your emails and comments, and thank you. And don't forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Foodable, Martha Stewart, whoever else. I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.